of another amazing ticket evening last night. So here you boys are, and you're about to go into Mad Hatters, right?
Mad Dogs.
Mad Dogs?
Yes.
Present for this excursion.
Myself,
Donovan, because it's your birthday.
Yes, we are celebrating. Corby, the killer, Chops from the enemy, and Jared, Norm's intern.
Right.
So we are all walking. We go to Mad Dogs,
mm-hmm.
and there's a little problem at the door
mm-hmm.
with Jared.
Yes.
We have to all show identification.
Right.
We all walk in. It takes about 3 or 4 minutes, but you see Jared inside. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the guy taking... looking at the IDs, runs back in and touches Jared on the shoulder and says something else to him, but he runs out and it's all good. You know, we're in there for about 20 minutes. But I said, what was up with that, Jared? So he said, he asked me, I guess, my date of birth, and the date of birth was not in alliance with the one on the identification. So I guess
so he told him the wrong.
You know what? We need Jared on here. So give him a mic. Give him a mic or something like that.
Oh,
killer.
Yeah. What, did he hand him a Hawaii driver's license with McLovin on it?
Pretty close.
Are you not down with your ID? Like, you don't know when the date is?
Well, I didn't realize that the birth date on my ID was not my real birthday. Because everything else was pretty much the same. Like, I had my Dallas address with the exception instead of saying Dallas,
you know what
Texas.
Corby is saying? If you're going to have one of these things, you need to memorize it frontwards and backwards.
That was
an idiot.
And if you had your actual, birth date on the fake ID, what's the point?
No. The birth date meaning
then it's a real ID.
Month and day, with the year being different.
Okay. All right. So Jared is 20 years old. All right. So he's kind of living on the edge here. Like most 20-year-olds do, trying to get into bars. We've all had those stupid fake IDs before.
Without a doubt.
Every stinking one of us has. And so, you know, we're like, whatever, Jared, this is your deal. You can do this if you would like. We don't support it at all.
We don't even know about it.
No.
Beforehand.
No. So then is the next step?
The next step, we get a call and say that says, dude, you got to come to Coyote Ugly. You have to. So we said, okay. So it's a short walk. We roll over to Coyote Ugly. We get in again, check an ID, and Jared has more problems. The same as Mad Dogs. But mm-hmm. I'm thinking, you know what, after a few minutes, maybe we'll see Jared again.
And I don't even think Jared is drinking.
No.
So you guys all go in, and nobody is looking over their shoulder to see what happens youthful protege to see if he even gets in.
And let me tell you why. Because as soon as we walk in Coyote Ugly, we see Jerry Jones. And that takes all my attention away from anything else.
Not only Jerry, here's what happened the very minute we walk in. I see Chris Hall from the Cowboys. Chris is one of the guys that got dinged up pretty badly.
Yes.
And that structure failure over there at the old practice bubble. So, and Chris is a good friend of ours, and so I walk over to Chris. Well, Chris is a scout, and he's talking with Steven Jones, and there's like three or four guys right there. And Steven, they hand Steven a shot, okay? And they're all taking a shot. So I walk over there, and I'm like, hey, Chris. And I'm like, hey, Steven. And he turns to me and goes, Corby, drink this. I can't drink anymore. And I was like, all right.
What time was this?
It's probably 12:30, maybe.
Yeah,
okay. It's
a little
pretty
before.
Early. Okay, a little before 12:30. So, and like, I'm distracted because we see Jerry, mm-hmm. and Jerry is having a good time. You remember the Papa John's commercials when mm-hmm. he's dancing?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing at Coyote Ugly. I mean, he is doing the white man dance. He is going off. He is doing this thing. So that just totally distracts me. And we're walking, you know, down the bar, and everyone has their camera phones on Jerry. It's all about Jerry in the place. So naturally,
yeah, that sounds like a true night of Jerry Jones
and
money.
Let me tell you something. You guys missed out because, yeah, you missed this upcoming incident, of course, which kind of threw a wet blanket on things. But inside, it was thumping in there, and it was hilarious.
For about 45 minutes, it was really, really thumping. So,
and not one of you has a cell phone picture of it, though.
No.
Not even worried about it. just ready to do some drinking and some partying. That's all I'm worried about.
Why didn't you call me? I would have come down there.
I would have, too.
No, you, dude, none of y'all would have.
Dude.
Yes, I would have.
I think Ryan's would have because
I
think he was on the...
If I would have gotten a phone call from him...
He was on the
not
call.
Not you, but him.
Yeah. Why me?
Saying, get down here. I'm there.
Yeah, Ryan's was on the call. So, we walked
I would have with you, too.
And it's, you know, it's about 15 minutes worth
although
of
I don't like you.
Jerry going off, and Jerry's trying to get on the bar because the girls are on the bar dancing.
Like mm-hmm. in Coyote Ugly. That's
and
their
Jerry's
bit.
Trying to climb up on that bad boy and dance with him. Hey, you see, girls, let's go get our dance on. And they're like, you can't go up there, sir. You can't go up there. But he tried, and then he's just dancing on
Isn't
the floor.
Isn't that odd that they held him back? Wouldn't you think if... Jerry Jones walked in, you'd kind of let him do whatever he wanted.
Wanted to dance on your bar?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So this is around the time I noticed that there's no Jared inside. And we've been in for
okay,
about...
Okay, so this is 45 minutes later?
No. It's about 15 minutes
okay.
into it.
All right,
15
okay.
minutes into it, I kind of noticed there's no Jared inside.
Okay.
I see Killer, I see Corey, no Jared. So I kind of look outside, and I see Jared, and he's talking. And it's almost like he's arguing. And I'm like, well, this is not good. Give me another drink. Boy, this is not good. So
I'm really worried about him, but...
So then, about 5 minutes later, there's a look on Jared's face I don't think I've ever seen on anyone's face in a long time. I mean, it's just all white. He's looking straight ahead.
You see him through the door.
And I'm like, what is going on? And I see a couple of cops behind him.
Oh.
And I said, you know what? That is not good.
Well, it's at this point that the killer looks out the door and can see the cop cars out there.
Oh.
And can see the cops. Well, Donovan goes, I want to go out there and see what's happening. And Killer goes, I just bought you a shot.
Thanks, Killer.
Killer said, I bought you a body shot. You can't go anywhere else. So find Corby. So I ran to Corby. I said,
so you agreed with him.
I said,
I shouldn't go. I have to do a body shot off this girl.
Since you paid your hard work, you worked hard for that money.
Yeah.
And so I said, you know what, Corby, I think they're about to arrest Jerry.
Why don't you go out and take care of him? I'm going to take care of this body shot.
Right.
So Snake goes out. So go ahead, Snake.
I go out there, and I think at this point you were in handcuffs.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, you were in handcuffs, and he's just standing there. And, boy, I mean, poor little Jared. Poor, sweet little Jared. I was like, oh, dear. And so I get a cop. I pull him over to the side. I go, look.
Look, I'm the Snake.
Now, this cop was really young, too. He was probably 25 years old. I go,
you've heard of the ticket.
No. I go, look, man. I go,
do you know who I am?
I go, what's going on?
Do you know
what they call me? I swear, I go, man to man. What's going on here?
No, they hated you. Oh, gosh.
The cop hated
because
you.
Because he is drunk, friends to everybody, courts like in New York with the cab driver.
Right. So I'm trying to just be buddy-buddy
oh
with
gosh.
The guy. Like
probably digging
Danny,
him a deeper
can you
hole.
Imagine this?
How do you know they hated me?
Because
you're
told
spitting
me your
all over him.
Problems.
All right. I want to get
Did
a little,
he really say
I,
that?
I want to get a little yes. bit of reaction from Danny on things at this point.
I would have expected Corby to walk out and go, arrest Jared.
Oh, you know what I did? You know what I did? So I walk outside with my drink.
What? Look,
and the hey. Cop, and, yeah, with like Dean Martin. You
yeah,
know?
Like you're Ron Wood, you know? Hey.
So remember where this story started with him already blasted at dinner.
Yes.
That was
already.
3 hours previous
yes.
to that. Imagine how Corby must have been now.
So the cop goes, I go, can you come over here? He goes, you have a drink in your hand outside the bar. I was like, oh, it, sorry. So it didn't start off well.
Oh, I'm the Snake.
His big problem, though, was that, and he said that San Antonio cops have this deal about respect and manners, and that when you approached him, you had to ask permission to talk to him first before you started talking
oh,
to him,
yeah.
which you did not do.
What a load of crap
Are
that was.
Are you kidding me?
No, not
yeah.
joking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I had to, and then
with
I
the
got,
belligerent drunk, and you're a cop.
Well, I, go,
I mean, you sit here complaining about it, but you got to take
permission.
It from
he's
his
a man.
Point of view.
He is another
permission
man.
Permission to speak, sir?
Yeah.
Come
I mean,
on, man. That's crazy.
That's like something
dangerous.
That you guys make me do.
Huh?
That's like something you guys make me do.
Yeah, right. So he goes, you did not ask permission to talk
right.
to me. And I go, are you effing serious?
Oh, that's going to
Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
That sealed Jared's
what about
fate.
That? Yeah.
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 That sealed his fate. So Snake is out there for about 10 minutes.
Are you effing kidding me? You said to him.
Is that what you said? You
yes.
actually said that?
Yes. And that's when
oh, my gosh.
And that's when he was asking
Boy,
me
Jared, you were so done then.
Well, and then also you tried to talk to me without the cop, and it didn't seem like there was anything wrong with that, but then he stepped in and said that, once again, you would ask him permission to talk to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I can't talk to him either. I was like, he's in my traveling party. He's getting arrested right now. You're not allowed to talk to him. You have to ask my permission. It was total blowhard cop crap.
Yeah, it was. It was.
And the only thing, they're taking this kid to jail because of a stupid McLovin ID. Okay? And it really rubbed me the wrong way. I'm like, look, can't we just let it slide?
We have to take it back, though, and put some of the blame on Jared.
Well, we're getting ready to.
Yes.
Look, we're getting ready
when,
to.
When the you argue for a minute or two, and then you say, all right, my night's over.
Keep the ID. I'm out of here.
It worked 100 other times in my life. Let's play the odds here. But I always think the bouncer has the ultimate trump card. Because you can keep arguing for hours. And then at the end, he'll say, well, let's ask this gentleman in the
with the gun
and
the bag.
Police
outfit, uniform.
And I'll let him take care of it.
Let's ask 5-0, see what they think.
So yeah, that's why you stop arguing.
Because at one point, about four of the bouncers are huddled inside of Coyote Ugly. Not outside, inside, examining the ID. So Jared is almost out there by himself. That's when I bail. Even if I want to argue, you're bringing my ID inside to examine it, I'm gone.
Yeah, I walk away.
You can have it, I'm gone.
Walk away. Okay. All right. We're not finished yet. So Jared's outside. He's getting ready to be taken to jail, and we'll pick it up from there next.
Whoa.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KKLF Richardson, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're live at Cowboys training camp in San Antonio.